Good afternoon. Today is January the 8th, 2025, and I call to order the second Shack meeting for the year. Originally, this second Shack meeting was scheduled for November the 20th at 8 a.m., but due to our volleyball team being in the state semifinal playoffs, we rescheduled it for today. Members of the Shack committee are Colby Lee, Misty Davis, Jackson Morris, Janet Womack, Ginger Robbins, Danielle Parker, Stacy McGinnis, Megan Webb, and Josh Eubanks. The notice of the Shack meeting was posted as well as the agenda. On our agenda today, we just have four items. Number one is nutrition, and there are no new updates or anything to share from our cafeteria manager. Number two is health. You see there listed that we had the National Seatbelt Awareness Day. That was held here on November the 14th, and then we carried it over on November 15th. And it was a really good program. I think that our students responded to it pretty well. There was a presentation. We received a PowerPoint presentation, and each LEAP class, we let the kids view that by grade level with a teacher. And so the way the program worked was we introduced the topic, and then each student was instructed to complete like a survey number one. They received a little packet. And they completed the survey, then we watched the PowerPoint presentation, and then throughout the presentation, it would have you pause. There would be time for students to complete a few exercises, and then the presentation would continue. At the end of the presentation, the students completed survey number two, kind of what you've learned, and then they discussed. I visited with Ms. Bohinski. I visited with Ms. Middleton, just to name two. And they said that they really felt like the kids got a lot out of it. We were surprised to learn that a lot of our students don't necessarily wear their seatbelts when traveling through town because it's such short distances. So I really am encouraged about the awareness that the program, I think, provided to our kids. Miss Ballou had her GT students take it a step further, and they had a little poster contest. And so in pairs, they created posters. We posted those on Facebook, had the community vote on which one they, I guess, liked the most. And then we displayed the posters in the foyer, and now the winning poster is on display. After all of that was done, we had a data submission where I collected all the surveys and we scanned them in, and then we sent them on to the Kaylee Mills Foundation. And I'm sure it helps them for accountability, but it really did. It helped us as well. And so anyway, this was an iBuckle interactive seatbelt safety program, and all of our kids in 7 through 12 participated in it. The next thing under health, it said drug poisoning awareness from House Bill 3908 out of the 88th legislature. We have also provided for the kids in a LEAP activity talking about what is poison control. I'm sure you've seen commercials on TV where just the poison control hotline, what you can call for, making kids aware, like 911, In the case of emergencies. There's also a poison awareness number that may or may not be an emergency, like 911, and just how to get resources on that. So we've done that as well. Under safety and security, we are up to date on our required drills, such as the lockdown, shelter in place, our fire drills. We have a schedule that we follow, and so we're good to go there. You'll notice that we have vestibules being installed in the school at each of the main entrances. At the elementary, there is one in place, then again where you came in by the admin office, and then down in the high school wing. They're still working on the doors, but those are now operating. And then under new business, I listed career fair. I did get a contact information, a lady named Crystal Gloria, and I have her phone number. She says that she's happy to help plan and potentially organize a career fair for us. I know that's still something that we're hopeful to be able to do, hopefully in the spring or even in August for back to school. One of the things that was mentioned to me last year was vaccinations, and having somebody come to town so we didn't have to travel out of town to do that. I did organize it with the clinic out of Ballinger, and we only had one person show interest out of all of our students in kindergarten through 12th grade. So it didn't happen. So with that said, I'm not sure that that's a need that it's truly there. Maybe, but anyway, if we can just organize, I guess, booths and businesses and different things that we want to see featured in the career fair, that would be our next step. And so I'll put it again, carry it over as part of something to discuss with the committee and others. If you could collect people and ideas and names and things between now and then, when we meet for the third time, we can try to make that happen. Is there anything else that we can add to the agenda or discuss? Okay, well, short, sweet. If there is nothing else, then I will call this meeting adjourned at 4:10 p.m.